Okay, we're going to start a new topic tonight. Bezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi, Hachayin El Adam Das. We're going to be learning a little bit about the new concept of a Mavui and a Lechi, which is extremely relevant, not only to Eiruvin, to Metropolitan Eiruvin, but in fact, to many other scenarios. The starting point of that is an area which has got three mechitzas. So let us imagine an area which got three mechitzas. Can I please ask just to have a look at perhaps picture? There's many pictures of that scenario, but perhaps the best scenario is on the next page, on the bottom left. So where there's this picture over here, where the two houses, and they are in a courtyard. So this shall be our discussion point. You have got over here three mechitzas. Why do you have three mechitzas? You have one mechitza, a very literal wall on the left-hand side. You have one very literal wall on the right-hand side, and in the back, you've got two houses. Now, these two houses obviously form a mechitza, a wall. In the front, however, the entrance point into this area is completely open. Ignore the dark, blackish kind of protrusion of here. Ignore that for the moment. So you've got one wall on the right, one wall on the left, and the back is considered a full-fledged wall because of the two houses over there. So now we've got, are we agreeing that it's considered three mechitzas? Are we agreeing on that? Three-walled. Now, I would like to know if this area is considered, well, what is this area considered? Can you carry in that front court, in the front garden or not? In fact, most of our houses, not most, many of our houses are very much like that. You've got a house, and in front of that, you've got a front garden. There's a fence on the right-hand side, a fence on the left-hand side, and it's perhaps open onto the pavement in the front. So the question is, that area, which is surrounded by three mechitzas, what area is that? Can you carry that, yes or no? What is it? Is it a Shas Yochid? Is it a Shas Rabim? Is it a Kamenis? What is it?
It can be a hedge.
Let's say hedge on the right, hedge on the left, but nothing in the front. What shall that be called? What is it? Kamenis. You're saying it's a Kamenis. Why? Because there's... Why is it not Shas Yochid? Not fully enclosed, therefore Kamenis. According to you, interesting. According to you, it's not Shas Yochid. You've got to have four walls. You don't have four walls. And therefore, what you've got is in not Shas Yochid, it's a Kamenis. Everybody agrees to that? Naftali Yisrael HaKohen. What is it? Enclosed. Shas Yochid. Why Shas Yochid? Three walls, makes into a Shas Yochid. Okay, this is a Machlokes Rishonim. It is a Machlokes Rishonim as to whether three walls make a Shas Yochid or not. We pasken, it appears, Rav Rishonim. Certainly the Shulchan Aruch seems to pasken like that. That when you have an area enclosed by three walls, it's actually a Shas Yochid. It is a Shas Yochid. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, we pasken, it's a Shas Yochid. So the area that you have over here with the two houses in the back, and a fence on the left and a fence on the right, that's considered Shas Yochid. Can you carry there? Minatori, yes you can. Minatori you can, but we're going to see now, in our Simon over here, we're going to learn that Midrabanan, this is restricted. And whilst indeed, on a Torah level, it's a Shas Yochid, but Chachomim have restricted the carrying in that area, and they've not allowed us to carry as a normal Shas Yochid. Why so? Well, let's think through. Why is this not a normal Shas Yochid? What makes it into not regular Shas Yochid? Why would Chachamim restrict carrying in that area?
Very much
so. Yes, it's very easy to mistake that into a public domain because you're just literally walking in and out of the public domain. Chachamim therefore felt there's an area over there of, it's a bit of a grey zone and it's a bit of a, it's not so posh. Chachamim therefore restricted carrying there. Let us see what Shulchan Aruch said, but this is Mamash Yisoidistik. This is Mamash Yisoidistik. Mokim, see, Simon Shin, Samach Gimel, Seif Aleph. Mokim, hey, place, Sheish Lashosh Mechitz, which has got three fences, three walls. Also, Chomim forbade, Letaltel Boy to carry in that area. Had Shas Shum Tikkun Berevis. Chomim said, no, you may not carry in there until you have done a Tikkun, a fixing, a. How should I say Tikkun? A part? a correcting. You have to make a correction. Prior to do so, Chachamim have done two things. Chachamim did one thing which made an Issa, they created an Issa, that no, this is not a normal Shochet which you're allowed to carry. Chachamim said it's a Shochet you're not allowed to carry. So they made a restriction. But as Chachamim normally will do, as we find in whole Shas, whenever Chachamim made an Issa, a Takona, they have normally also made a way out of it. And this is what they made, and if you make a tikkun, a fixing, they made a tikkun as well, a fixing way to rectify this and allow to carry in there. Mishnah Berurah, Cotton Aleph, Mokum Shesh Lugam Gimel Mechitzas, Hainu, Kugoin, such as Mavui. A Mavui is a semi-public area, Shepasuach L'Ruach Chavis, which is open in the fourth area, or a chotzer, or a courtyard, shenifratz echad mixolov, that is opened up in one of its four sides, vebein shpizuch lekamenis, whether it's open into a kamenis, or lechutzabim into a public domain. Also, chum letalte b'chumim forbade carrying in that area, shiur ab amos, more than four amos. V'tam she'osu, the reason why chum restricted the carrying in the area, the kivin since shurubah chavis, since the fourth site is open altogether, doy miktsas, it appears a little bit, it resembles to some extent Rosh Hashanah, a public domain. Vinatir bozeh, and if we'll allow carrying in that area, yovoy letalta lugam Rosh Hashanah, they'll also carry in Rosh Hashanah, or perhaps into Rosh Hashanah. So what is this? So now we understand why Chomim restricted the carrying in the area. Okay, I hear. So what is the tikkun? So it's not just also plain also and that's it. No, Chomim actually said you can do a tikkun. Now the tikkun is, there's a few tikkuns possible, and he's basically going to teach us what the tikkun is. Chotzer shenifratz b'miloyoy, a chotzer courtyard which is opened completely. See picture four, yeah, that we just pointed out. So the fourth side is completely open. Ad etzer amois nita bepas rochav abot tefachim. If it's until 10 amos, so this is really important. Key point is, we're talking about this is less than 10 amos. So the distance between the right and the left wall is less than 10 amos. So here, if you're looking at this picture over here, from this wall until that wall, between my two fingers, in picture number four, the distance between the two walls is less than 10 amos. So I'm talking about literally, if you're looking at these walls over here, must be that it's less than 10 amos. So what do you do now? If it's less than 10 amos, ad es amos nitar bepas rochav arbot tefochim, you must do a pass, which means literally something, a board, habot tefachim, which is four tefachim long, shamidenu, which you make stand, bitzat echon on one side, b'mokem aports in its open side. See picture four. So if you want to carry in that enclosed area, which is enclosed by three sides, what you've got to do is you have to put something which is four tefachim wide. Exactly as in the picture over there, picture number four. You see over here, this element which is added is four tefachim wide. That's what you've got to do. If you want to put something on both sides of the pirtza, of the opening, actually what you could do, is you could do, if you want to put something which is not as broad, as wide as four tefachim, you can put something on both sides of the walls, on both walls, and that therefore can be much, much less wide. Shnei mashuin, two little bits of a mashu. So if you wish, if you prefer, you can just put a tiny board on each side. That works as well. V'adin, and similarly. L'nishtaimim koizler v'bonui k'shi'a b'tefachim, b'mokem echot. If you've got a wall which actually collapsed, the fourth wall over here actually collapsed. So the way into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not nicely cut, nicely formed, as in our picture number four, but rather, this wall just happened to fall down, and a little bit remains on the side, a little bit. So if that remains there a little bit, then that's sufficient, that's considered good enough tikkun as well. As long as it's four tefachim, or if it's two tefachim, tefach mikan v'tefach mikan, or if there's a little bit left, it doesn't have to be a tefach, Mishtabur says, if there's a little bit left on both sides, then it's good enough as well. Kol ze begoy v'asorot tfochim, that's if it's 10 tfochim high. V'afuleim b'pirtza abot tfochim, and even if the pirtza less than 4 tfochim, kevan, I'm turning two pages, top of page 438, kevan shebimilo tzarech tikun, ad shebapochis m'shloisha, you've got to fix something, you have to put something on, that is a fixture attached. So again, Rabbi Yisai, if you've got three walls, can I just maybe, imagine this is now a house over here, and this is the front courtyard, there's a wall over here, there's a wall over here, and there's nothing over here in the front. So mamash, so you've got three, so what we learned now, this is considered Rishus Yochid Minat Torah, because you've got three walls, two houses, yeah, the house over here. So you've got one wall over here, and that's considered a wall because of the house in the back. This is opened. So we're learning now, Minat Torah, this is a Minat Torah. Bachomim said you can't carry that because it's too similar to Ushtarabim. Remember, this is over here, the A41. This is the M1 over here, and therefore it's too similar to Ushtarabim. You can't just walk in and out without any restriction. So Chomim said this is awesome Drabonu to carry here. Okay, but what you can do, there's two options. Option number one is you attach over here something which is 4 tfachim wide. You tfachim high, 4 tfachim wide. You attach it on the side over here, option number one. But it must be 4 tfachim, and you attach it over here. Option number two, 10 tfachim. Option number two is, forget it, if you don't want to have 4 tfachim over here, if that's too annoying, you could do something which is a mashihu here and a mashu there. I know Shulchan Aruch says a tefach, but it's lav dafka, as Mishnah Berurah says. You could just have something on this side, something on that side, and since you have got something on both sides, that's sufficient. So two options. Again, one option is 4 tefachim on one side, or 2 mashu in on both sides. Now Shulchan Aruch also teaches us that, oh, so 1 second, we'll get to that. Shulchan Aruch also teaches us that it doesn't have to be formally attached to this. If you've had once a wall over here, it was once a fence, and this fence came down, it broke down, it happens to be, there's a little bit left over here, a little bit of fence remained, and a little bit remained over there as well, that's good enough. You don't have to actually attach something, melechat chila, but if something was there, and it came down, and there was a bit of leftover on each side, that is sufficient as well. But now comes Shulchan Aruch and teaches us. If you measure top line of page 438, if the distance between the left and the right wall is more than 10 amos, even if that's not bemiluyoy complete, then it won't work. You've got to do a tzoras pesach. So, Rabbi Yisai, if in our case over here, if from the left wall onto the right wall you've got more than 10 amos, then unfortunately, hey. 4 tfachim on the left, or a mashu on both sides, that will not do. It will not help. It's not good enough, because then the 10 amos is too long. It's too long, and you cannot see from one side to the next. And therefore, you've got to have tzuras ha-pesach. So you have to attach the tzuras ha-pesach. You have to make, as we discussed extensively last week, you've got to make an attachment that you'll have a tzuras ha-pesach. Basically means you've got to have something on top as well. And only like this you're allowed to carry there. Rabbi Yisai, why does a board on the left-hand side help? Why? A heker, that's right. And here you go, you're quoting a Gemara, that lechi, that's what this is called, it's called a lechi. Lechi mishum heker, because now nobody's going to walk randomly in and out of this, making a mistake that it's Rosh Terabib. This is the heker, lechi. That's what it's called. Lechi Mishumeke. That's a reminder and a recognizable item which reminds people that actually this is not a normal Rishus HaRabim and you're crossing borders now between two different type of domains, and the heker therefore will remind people that, you know, that it's different. Yeah. Oh, very good. According to some Rishonim. Here we're very, very good. Very good point. Here we're learning that Laloch Shulchan Aruch Paskin that Tzoras HaPesach will work even more than 10. Yes. Yeah. Very good. But very, very well noticed, Naftali. Excellent. Well, you see, therefore, you are saying that what? That it should be. That it maybe you need a lechi there.
So we had all these people, then,
we're talking about, I'm trying to remember what you talk, what kind of scenario you're talking about. So number 9 is teaching us Pitiko Yuvisoisim. It's actually discussing primarily the domain inside. We're not discussing the area in front of the house. We're talking about the actual house. And also in picture number 8. Now, this is the halacha of a lechi. Rabbi Sai, we shall remember from now onwards, the definition of a lechi is this picture over here. If you look at picture number 4, you've got a very nice lechi. If you look at picture number 12, you've got also a very beautiful lechi. And that's what they should become from now on. I do not know if there's an English translation of a lechi, but in the Shlev Gimali, it tells us as follows. Mavui, sheesh lo shalosh mechitz. Now, mavui is picture number 12. Now, I believe that a mavul is generally, universally translated as a semi, I think generally people will consider, will translate the lechi into a semi, a mavui. How will people translate the mavui? An alleyway. But the point of a mavui is it, he has got some ingredients of Roshus Yochit and some ingredients of Roshus Rabim. Why is it Roshus Yochit? It's got three walls. So Ben Atoel is Roshus Yochit. Very good. Why is it not a full, why is it not an absolute Roshus Yochit? Midrabonon? Nobody lives there. So it's not conventional Roshus Yochit. And it's not even, there's a bit of a public aspect to it as well. Because remember, people will walk in that alley to, to get to number house number 1, to get to house number 2, to get to house number 3, and to get to house number 4. So it could be, there's like some public aspect to it. So Mavui is on the one hand Rosh Yochid, and Minatar it is Rosh Yochid, because how many walls have you got it around it? You got three walls there. On the other hand, it is not a complete Rosh Yochid, it's coming restricted a little bit, because you've got three walls around it only, not four, and also, it's not completely shochet, because it's a public, there's a public need in it. There's a public access, very much so. So what do you do in order to carry in his mavui? So based on what we learned now, what do you need to do? You need to put the lechi there. Otherwise, it's awesome that I want to carry. Yeah. No, we'll see soon more. Siv Gemel, Mavui Sheish Le Sholos Mechitzes. If you cover a Mavui, which has got three Mechitzes, which it normally, but not always, a Mavui has got three Mechitzes. You could, in theory, have a Mavui, which we'll speak much more about it, which is considered Poetz Mimloyoi, and many Mishnahs and Elvin speak about, and Gemoris and Mavui and Shapores Mimloyoi. Imagine the back wall is down as well, alleyways, so that could be, for instance, if it's an alleyway that is open on both sides, so that's considered a mavui porutz b'miloy. But if you've got a porutz, which is a mavui which is not porutz b'miloy, it's not mefulish. There's a mavui which is open on one side and blocked on the other side. So you've got three walls indeed. So now mavui sheish l'shalos mechitzas. If you've got a mavui which has got three walls, the porutz and it is open with sad revi, it's open on the fourth side. Hetiru belechi, it's open with a lechi. Perish, what's the translation of a lechi? Targum hakeresh ha'echot. How do we translate hakeresh ha'echot? One beam. One board, one beam, perhaps. Luch echade, one board. Sha'ovyoi v'rochboi kolshu. Here, its thickness and its width can be kolshu, can be any length. Sha'amidenu v'pesach ha'mavoi should be placed at the beginning of a mavoi. And its height must be 10 tefachim. Okay, full stop. So we're learning now over here that it must be a, you have to put a lechi there. Can I just, perhaps... Well, I suppose the picture number 12 is very useful. Can we just explain picture number 12. So, what do you think about the area? So we've got in front of us, we've got Rosh Hashanah. Then we've got a Mavui. We said the Mavui in the Torah is a... Yeah. But Chomim asked her to carry that because it's... Mavui is... It's open. So therefore, though it's Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, Chomim forbade carrying that. And they said the only way you can carry is if you put there a Lechi. What would be the alternative, alternative option? It could be, it doesn't have to be. No, we'll speak about that. We shall speak about that. The answer is, we'll speak about it. Now, there would be another thing you could do there as well. Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, Tzuras HaPesach. You could do Tzuras HaPesach and that would certainly help as well. In fact, if the entrance to the Mavo is more than 10 Amos, then you must do it Tzuras HaPesach because the Lechem Ikan will not work. Lechem won't work if it's more than 10 Tfachim. 10 Amos. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. So let's just summarize. We'll continue from the word in the Kolon Dovah. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. To recap what we covered tonight, very, very important. You saw it. We learned that Rosh Yochid is defined, if you've got three walls, that's already Rosh Yochid. However, Chomim forbade carrying in an area which has got three walls because it's too similar. It's too similar to Rosh Yochid. Chomim said it's also to carry that. Chomim said the way to allow carrying in there is by putting a pass. Rochav abot fachim, you put it on one side. Alternatively, you could put a mashu on both sides, that will do as well. If it's more than 10 amas open, then you can put it to a sapesach, and anything else will not help. And we learned the same halach will apply with regards to mavui as well, that you have to put a lechi there. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.